This is KERA News. There's a crisis brewing at shelters for battered women. In North Texas, some are out of space, most are out of cleaning supplies, and all of them need food and money now. KERA visited one shelter in Dallas and found workers worried the pandemic could lead to even more domestic violence.
Thank you for calling Genesis. How can I help you? This is Victoria speaking.
Victoria Gama is a bilingual hotline operator at Genesis Women's Shelter in Dallas. Her job involves speaking with people who are in the middle of a crisis. She tries to help them escape violent situations.
So our outreach is open. What I can do is transfer you or give you the direct number to their line. Okay, perfect.
Jordan Lawson is the Senior Director of Residential Services at Genesis. She says Gama and the other hotline operators are the agency's life force because they do a whole lot more than simply answer phones.
They hold down the residential fort. So they ensure safety by monitoring our cameras. They're supporting our clients who live on site. They're giving them over-the-counter medication or new clothes or new sheets or laundry detergent to wash their clothes and sheets.
The hotline operators aren't the only ones stepping up. See, due to safety concerns, Genesis has far fewer staffers working in the shelter. Same for their volunteers. And that means folks are taking on new roles.
So I have many staff members who were previously providing a childcare role or even school teachers because we have an on-site school, and they're in our kitchen making lunch for today.
Kaylin Jewell is a childcare vet, but now she's pitching in as a kitchen staffer. Jewel says it's tough work cooking for 125 people, especially with a dwindling food supply. It's even tougher keeping things clean.
There aren't Clorox wipes. There isn't Lysol sprays. And so right now we're relying on bleach. You know, we're bleaching anything and everything we can and just to provide that care for our clients.
Jan Langbein is the CEO at Genesis. She's been running the nonprofit for more than 30 years, and she's worried about how much longer they'll last.
We need the community. We need financial donations. We need in-kind donations of cleaning supplies and paper goods. We need, you know, crafts and snacks for our kids.
Genesis isn't the only North Texas women's shelter on the edge. Safe Haven is Tarrant County's domestic violence service provider, with 164 women and children in shelters in Fort Worth and Arlington. Its leader, Catherine Jacob, says, like Genesis, all the beds are taken. And Safe Haven is running out of money, too.
We're buying more cleaning supplies and stuff like that than we have ever before. And in a normal circumstance, we would just put out a message. And normally people buy that stuff for us via our Amazon wish list, or they drop it off at one of our drop-off locations. Well, there's no staff at any of those locations right now. We're all kind of hunkering down.
The leaders of both shelters are worried that their services are going to be needed now more than ever. Here's Langbein at Genesis one more time.
Unfortunately, for women who are living in abuse, their abusers are probably at home as well. We know that that makes it harder for an abused survivor to get out.
Jacob says social distancing and quarantines are sure to raise tensions that can lead to domestic violence. And she's really worried about the women who are sure to struggle in the coming days, weeks, or even months.
This feels very open-ended, and I think that can become very dangerous for victims.
Over the past week, both shelters have seen a steady stream of calls from women in need. Safe Haven is even reporting an uptick from last year's figures. I'm Hadi Mawagdi in Dallas.